going to 43, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's not long, but anyway.
That's fine.
All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner, because it's not Uncanny 3D or nothing. And we're doing Womanizer, which just came out. Literally just came out on Steam, GOG, and several other places. The game is done. This is 1.0, and we have no idea what to expect. Let's get started. The corner bar. When we first came here, we were immediately kicked out by the bouncer. It's hardly that surprising. We were 15 then.
You know who that looks like? Kurt Cameron. A little bit.
Yeah, it does. Here we celebrated my coming of age 3 years later. I proudly showed him my ID card. Anton hid behind my back, quivering. His birthday was only 2 months away.
And Jonah
but
Hill.
This time, yeah, for real. But this time the bouncer took pity on him. We've been calling it our place ever since. Don't tease me, Victor. Tell me the story.
That is such a Jonah Hill.
Maybe we can do without the details. You might not like it. No, I want to know everything from beginning to end.
But he sounds like Mort from Family Guy.
Right. Yeah, all right, you asked for it. You pour yourself a beer and begin the story. We met at her workplace. At the furniture store? Yes, at the furniture store. Can you not interrupt me? Sorry. And how did it start? Ask her for help in choosing a bed. Said that I want to work at the store, or simply approached her and introduced myself.
Help with choosing a bed. That sounds like something.
I was walking around the store trying to decide on a bed. Soon she approached me and offered to help me out.
Yep.
We tried out 4 beds. What do you mean, try it out? Like, right there in the store?
Oh my god.
Man. You're interrupting again. Sorry. No, it's fine. When I placed an order and also got her number. We talked on the phone the next day. Long story short, I invited her to take a walk with me and she agreed. The next day we met up. The day before yesterday? Yes, we sat in a cafe making small talk. She mostly talked about herself, but she didn't say anything about having a boyfriend. But she told me that she was seeing a friend. The next day, we went to my place. Anton, are you sure you want to know as to what happens next? Yes, Victor, I want to know everything.
I
refuse to say
forth.
Anything or tell him, but be vague.
Be vague.
We went to my place, drank some wine, danced, and we had sex. We experimented with a lot of different positions and toys, all in all. Did you sleep with her?
What did I just say?
Right. You take a deep breath and down your entire mug of beer. Yes. And she liked it.
And she loved it.
I knew it. Why can't I be like that? Oh. You got in the cheese.
Go with the wine.
Anton, you asked me to do it. Slut. Another dirty slut. Dude, I'm sorry. Why, Victor? Why are they all like this? What am I doing wrong?
Seemed pretty classy to me.
You just haven't met the one yet. Maybe you're just not meeting the right people? You're fine, buddy. The issue is with them.
yeah. But if it's every single one, just haven't met the right the one yet.
I don't want to tell him that.
Well, you don't want him to give up, you know.
Maybe you're just not meeting the right people. I like that. I don't know. No matter how I meet, it always ends up like this.
How about don't talk like that?
Are you going to break up with Daria? After you fucked her so quickly? What do you think?
Looks like she's at the entrance.
Damn it.
What, you don't like my sloppy seconds? What's wrong with you, man?
Turn away and bury yourself in your phone. You don't want Daria to see you in the company of her boyfriend after you had seduced her with ease. Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Aren't you happy to see me? Answer the call or don't answer the call?
Answer the call.
Hi. I haven't been able to reach you for 2 days. What happened?
Nothing. I was a bit occupied. Stroking my dick.
Well, girls gotta talk every day. I don't talk to my friends but a few times a week.
Were you seducing other women?
Something like that. It's noisy here. Sorry.
Yeah, you nosy bitch.
It's nosy here. Sorry, you dumb bitch.
That's why I didn't get back with you for 2 days.
Anton and I are at Corner. Send in my regards. I wanted to come and see you, but since you're busy, I won't disturb you. Call me tomorrow, okay? With pleasure. I'll try, but I can't promise anything. Or you can call me yourself.
With pleasure. I'm pretty easy going. It ain't gonna put out.
I'll do it as soon as I wake up. Okay, kisses, sweetie. Bye.
Don't be too...
I was trying to say the middle one. Like, I was gonna go with the middle one. And I can't go backwards. This game won't let me go backwards.
Promises. But if you're really good, maybe Santa will bring you that penis for Christmas.
Daria, let me introduce you to my friend Victor.
Ho, ho, ho! There you have, bitches are.
Mia's expecting me to call in the morning. What?
You can plan it.
Yeah. Oh, there's a to-do list. Ah! Damn it, I hit the wrong button.
What?
I know.
Wait, we'll
go super fast through it again, don't worry.
But me! My hemorrhoids!
Alright, so we're gonna answer the call, and we're gonna say I'll try but can't promise anything.
Golly!
Mia's expecting me to call in the morning. Alright.
I was only trying
to figure out how to... High phone. Okay.
Right.
Daria notices you. Her face flushes. Hi, cutie. What? Did you set this up? This? What do you mean by this? You understand what I mean perfectly well. You set this up together with your friend, you bastards. Wow, she's furious. Yes, you're right. I asked Victor to test our relationship. It took 2 days for you to sleep with him. Like a whore!
Like a whore?
While the couple is sorting out their relationship for the last time, you finish your beer. You do not like situations like this, but what wouldn't you do for a friend?
You go to fucking Massachusetts, then you're going to Cincinnati, and pyaaaa!
Soon, Daria leaves the bar, slamming the door. It's over between them. Just don't even think about running after and apologizing. She's not worthy of you. I understand, Victor. Let's have another drink. And then I'll have to carry you home? Who's going to carry whom? Let's drink to friendship and loyalty. Another round and another.
If loyalty means fucking all your girlfriends, then sign me up.
The hockey game on TV ends, and a news report about rhythmic gymnastics begins. Because of course it does. No one expected the city's rhythmic gymnastics team to achieve this unprecedented success at the national championships. The girls are the pride of the city, having won several gold medals. They have more victories ahead of them.
Oh my God!
Tell me, Victor, how do you do it?
They make me so.
What are you
moist.
Talking about? The girls, you seduce them like that, with a snap of my fingers. Exactly, with just two fingers. How do you do it? I'm just smart, handsome, and interesting. Like, should I be fucking honest?
You can do it too. It's not that difficult. You can do it too.
Come on, you're exaggerating. Are you saying you can seduce any girl? It's easy.
Maybe
did you seduce that girl on TV? The gymnast? Yeah.
Yeah.
I could seduce the whole team.
Do it then.
No way. That's too much. I don't believe you. Wanna bet? What for? Your car. Ah, you gonna buy me another one? No, I'll take yours after I've seduced the whole team. Dude, consider it done. I have a second car now. Ha 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 ha. I've already won your car, Anton. Deadline is in 1 week. Haha, you asked for it. No way you can do it, man. Anton throws the keys to his car into a beer mug and places it between them. We'll see about that. Barkeep, we have a bet. Let's do this. You shake hands.
Oh, Jonah Hill, you bastard.
Day two.
You're so cocky.
You wake up from the sunlight.
Wolf of Wall Street, man.
You wake up from the sunlight hitting your eyes. Groggily, you sit up. You draw a blank on last night's event, except for one thing. You made a bet with Anton. So So I made a bet with my best friend that I'll date and bed the 5 gymnasts from the national team in 1 week. What the hell possessed me to agree to this? I didn't even drink that much. Well, whatever, let's start hooking up with beauties on social media. Finding the names of champions wasn't that difficult. Soon, I came across their social media pages. Let's see what we have here.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Wow, what a gregarious girl. I wonder if her hair color is natural.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Her name is Nadja. Her avatar shows her doing a split. They say life breaks everyone. Well, I'm flexible enough not to break. Amusing, although not very original.
Give it a shot.
Slender, tall, fiery red hair, and very emotional.
Then dude walks up to her and punches her in the face. Shit! You're false advertising on your profile.
And here she is hugging some guy. According to the comments, his name is Nikita.
Nikita.
He's definitely her boyfriend. Here's a photo with another guy, taken a month ago. And another one, and again with this Nikita. Parties, training sessions, parties, training sessions. It seems like she has no other interest apart from gymnastics and partying. Welcome to women. Her last post says, tonight we'll rock the dance floor with my friend. She's probably talking about a nightclub. She looks carefree and easygoing, but the boyfriend could be a problem. Alright, who's next? Chloroform on that, right? On the boyfriend.
Oh, I see how you pick up shit.
On the boyfriend.
Chloroform.
On
anybody?
The boyfriend.
Oh, that's even worse.
Sir, is
well,
your
he just
name.
Well, lied there in that position.
Did you say, is your name Nikita by any chance? Yeah, who are you? I'd just like to talk to you for a second what is all this?
Does this napkin smell funny?
And then throw him in the bathroom. Where's my boyfriend? Well, he's preoccupied at the moment. Okay, this curly-haired one is Olya. There are very few photos of her, and she looks sleepy in all of them. Clearly not a fan of social media. I think I saw her on Nadia's page.
Enough to break the ice.
Ah.
My name's Sosa.
There's a photo with Nadia, captioned with my best friend. So Nadia and Olya are best friends? Opposites attract. And then here's the only picture from a training session. Wow, she has amazing flexibility. I don't know what she's doing with that finger. And here are some
anal bead, the world's largest anal bead.
And here are some of the other girls' comments. Olya is our hard worker, the most flexible one. Love you. The last one's from Nadia. Tonight we'll rock the dance floor together. Does that mean Olya goes to clubs too? She looks like a modest and quiet one, but still waters run deep. Now, who's next?
Oh, she's a Russian.
Wow.
I think.
What a stunning girl. Her name is Tanya. She loves animals. She's a vegan. Nice.
Damn it, Tanya.
What do we have on her page? Philosophical beliefs with no practical value. Yoga, esotericism, spiritual practices. Oh, anything but this. Why is a beautiful girl like this into pseudoscientific nonsense? This will definitely require an unconventional approach. Tanya also doesn't share much about herself on social media. Her page is almost all reposts. She doesn't even post the usual training photos that the other girls do. I'm unsure on how to approach her now. Well, I'll think about it later. Who's next?
What's this link? Only
wow! This is the maximum level of difficulty.
That's
Sveta, a beautiful blonde with huge eyes and a fabulous figure. Although Nadia and Tanya are not far behind, athletes are athletes after all. What's here? A photo with a silver YouTube button, 3,000 likes. She has her own channel with over 100,000 subscribers. She's also popular, just as I thought, a fitness blog with almost 500,000 followers. You've really given yourself a challenge. I wonder how many are simps. Victor, well done. Her fans sent her 100 messages a day. Her simps sent her 100 messages a day. And you'd stand out. And here we have 3 years with Mark. A photo embracing a guy. This is the jackpot. Okay, let's take a look at the last one. Wow, she looks strong.
She looks easy.
I definitely shouldn't mess with her. Nastya is a true man. We are with you, Captain. Judging by the comments, Nastya is the leader of the team, and the girls really respect her. I definitely respect someone like her, too. There's only one photo from the gymnastics hall, and that one includes the other girls. But there are many photos from the gym. Is Nastya a coach?
I think
How does she manage to do it all?
I think she's gonna be gay.
Yeah, I think so too. A serious girl. Ah, here's the address of the gym. Now I know where to find her. Among other gymnasts from the team, Zveta often appears in photos next to her. It seems they're particularly close friends.
Yeah.
Alright, I've dug through everything I could. It seems like I was supposed to do something now. You print out a photo of the team and hang it on the wall.
You're supposed to call that girl, they said.
It seems like I was supposed to do something now. But what was it I needed to do? He's trained to put together the scattered events of last night into a coherent mental picture. Your memory slowly becomes clearer. Right, I promised to call Mila, or maybe I shouldn't. I'm not sure. Mila is expecting me to call in the morning. Nadia and Olya can be found at the nightclub today. You can find Nastya and Zveta in the gym. I wonder what they're doing there. We're going to have to look at the gym. Like we're definitely going to the gym on this playthrough. Okay, so first we're going to call this bitch. Not Anton.
Mila, you want to help me get laid?
Hey, Mila. Hi, how are you feeling after yesterday? Yeah, I'm fine. My head doesn't hurt if that's what you're asking. So why have you called? You asked me to call you back tomorrow. Well, tomorrow has come. Wow, you didn't forget. What do you want? Nothing special, just missed an old friend.
There you go. What do you want? That's how you handle it.
Our relationship ended on a friendly note, but we both know that this fire hasn't completely burned out. But I doubt it will end as well as the second time around. It's better if we remain friends. Maybe. Me too. Want to take a walk or come over?
Come over. Let's see.
Let's just say me too, because we want to go to the gym and we don't have that much time.
All right.
Just don't even start. And it didn't even cross my mind. I know what you're thinking. Okay. So what are you up to? Just getting ready to go to a cafe with my friend. We haven't seen each other in a while. We finally have a reason to catch up. Who's your friend? Do I know her? No, you don't. She's too cool for you, haha. Sounds like a challenge. What's your friend's name? Her name is Tanya. She's my best friend, by the way.
No, who she
but
is.
You've never been interested in that. Let bygones be bygones. Yeah, let's move on. I'm glad you have a good friend. I'm also glad that I have you, girlfriend. Okay, that stung a bit. Oh, come on, I'm sorry. Alright, you have a good time with your friend. Thanks, we'll talk tomorrow. Bye. Mila hangs up.
I think that's the same time, yeah.
Alright, so we're going to...
Sick of the story.
The nightclub today, so let's... How do we move?
Matt. How about go to Matt?
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong place.
Boy, I remember that song like it was last week.
Or is it the sports hall?
You said the gym.
Yeah, but it's...
Sports hall sounds more like
that's
a gym.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
You arrive at the gym. Zveta often films her videos here, and Nastya works as a personal trainer, which means there's a good chance to get to know at least one of the two girls on the list, and if you're lucky, maybe both. You immediately notice Zveta, a slender blonde with a dazzling smile on her face. It's hard to mistake her for someone else. While speaking in a sing-song voice, she records a video on her phone. But this is me, just doing poses? Yeah? At the gym?
Hey, lady! I'm trying to do my sets over here!
And here's our YouTube star.
Stop acting half-naked.
I'm acting half-naked. Men are trying to exercise! Men are trying to exercise!
Not a house of Satan. Get out of here, devil woman.
Quietly listen or use the exercise equipment. Looks like Zveta is recording another video for her subscribers. Let me get closer to eavesdrop. You approach Zveta and observe the shooting process with interest. Veta has a great voice. It's loud and confident.
That looked like a gym creep. What you doing there?
With a smile on her face, she speaks to the camera. It's absolutely crucial not to forget the importance of warming up. You need to gradually prepare your body for the exercise. Sveta unexpectedly stops recording and looks in your direction. Do you want something?
You make my balls moist.
I was just captivated. You go through each workout so well. You can subscribe to me on YouTube. There are many workout videos there. Could you do something else instead of staring at me? You're distracting me. Maybe we should introduce ourselves first. I'm Victor. I'm not interested. Clearly, Sveta is not keen on interacting with strangers, and if you continue trying to talk to her, the situation will only worsen. Perhaps he will have a chance to try again later, but for now, it's better to leave Sveta alone. You decide not to bother Sveta anymore and head to the other side of the gym.
I'm gonna meet Cheddar, and Cheddar is better.
Maybe after she finishes recording her video, you'll have another chance to talk to her. But after a minute, you forget about the charming blonde as another girl from your list appears at the gym. The strong and muscular Nastya. Most artistic gymnasts are slender and petite, but not Nastya. It's hard to believe that this girl twirls hoops and jumps with ribbons instead of lifting 200-pound barbells. Definitely better not to provoke her. Nastya nods to Sveta, walks past you, and immediately starts her workout. Not a girl, but a Terminator. How do you even approach someone like her?
I hate to tell you that my arms ain't lifting 200 pounds.
I've seen it, though.
I've seen it, but not with arms like twigs.
Pretend to be a beginner? I mean, we can save this, you know.
Yeah. All right. What? Pretend to be a beginner.
You decide that the best way to get Nasty's attention is pretend to be a beginner in the gym. Actually, you don't even need to pretend much since your last gym visit was last year. You grab the barbell, disregarding the safety checks. The girl reacts instantly. What are you doing? Nasty's voice is surprisingly melodious and pleasing to the ear. Is something wrong? I saw a guy doing it like this and decided to give it a try. Watch.
Watching,
you know. Nasty approaches you and takes a barbell. She politely and thoroughly explains how to work with it and what mistakes you made. Try it with just the weight bar first, without the weighted plates. Do it under my supervision. Thank you, miss. What's your name? I'm Victor. Nastya. Don't get distracted. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, come on.
She said like
the bar Russian. Alone? Yeah. I can do the bar.
So, well, this one doesn't look like the same bar as what I used to use.
Right.
But usually that bar...
That bar weighs some weight.
45 pounds.
Yeah, it's a pretty... I mean, it's a hefty bar.
Yeah,
I can lift
it. But if you do it several times, you will eventually start to
weigh. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nasty instantly takes on the role of a trainer and handles it well. On one hand, you were quite lucky to be able to strike up a conversation with her. On the other hand, you're in for a long and intense workout that you weren't prepared for.
Oh, well.
An hour later.
You're a dude. You gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna die right now. No one has died on me yet. So you work as a personal trainer here, right? I work part-time. Thanks for your help. No problem. Feel free to ask for help anytime. Can I sign up for a training session with you? I usually train the girls, but why not? Write down your number and we'll agree on time next week. Nastya writes down her number for you. Thanks for your help, Nastya.
See?
You're welcome.
Slick way of getting that number.
After finishing the workout with you... Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't notice that. After finishing the workout with you, Nastya heads towards Svetlana, who has already finished recording her video for her blog. The two friends are deep in conversation. It seems like I don't have any opportunities to date either one of these girls today. Things didn't go very smoothly. Judging by how Nastya and Sveta are conversing, they must be close friends, and even if I manage to get close to one of them, the other will immediately find out about it. And according to the terms of the bet, I have to get both of them into bed. Damn it, why did I blurt out that I could handle it? If it were just one of the five gymnasts at stake, it'd be a piece of cake. The girls laugh about something, and Zveta glances in your direction. You pretend to be occupied with the exercise equipment and avoid locking eyes with them. I wonder what they're laughing about. Are they talking about me? Probably not.
Do nothing.
Despite the desire to eavesdrop on their conversation, you decide not to take the risk. The girls continue to talk for a while before leaving the gym. After Nastya and Zveta exit the gym, you have no reason to stay here. It wasn't perfect, but your attempt to get acquainted wasn't a complete disaster. You need to come up with a plan of action.
There's my mystical plan moving in the background.
Hell yeah, that plan is pretty cool.
Very astute. No other breezes coming in.
I must seduce five gymnasts by the 8th of June.
By the 8th of June, eh?
It happens to be June. We got like a couple days.
Yep.
Nadia and Olya can be found at the nightclub today. You might not have time to look at them.
Oh.
You have decided to go to a nightclub where two gymnast friends, Nadia and Olya, will be at tonight. The nightclub is the perfect place to meet someone. It's easy to strike up a conversation with a girl on the dance floor or buy her a drink. Nadia and Olya were already here, so I headed straight towards them. Come on, Olya, look how everyone is having fun. Let's go and show everyone what we can. Nadia, I'm not a dancer, you know. You're even better, you're a gymnast. We're champions now. We need to celebrate it. Just let the music flow through you and your body will do the rest. Let's go. Give me your hand. Why don't you just sit here quietly? Why don't we just sit here quietly, huh?
I got something that'll flow through you.
You approach the bar counter where the girls are sitting. Go and say hello. Praise Nadia or praise Olya.
Go say hello.
Hi, girls. You look familiar. You approach Nadia and Olya. Hi, I don't think I know you. Are you Olya's friend? Olya shakes her head. Girls, the whole town knows you after such an impressive performance in the national championship. Congrats on the victory, you've earned it. Oh, come on, are you a fan of artistic gymnasts? I don't buy that. Guys only watch football and hockey.
I love watching gym. That's fucking awesome.
I'm special. I prefer watching girls or confirm your
I'm
knowledge.
I'm special. Did I mention my balls are still wet? Oh, y'all.
Muscular, sweaty guys on grass and ice are not my type. I'm more into beautiful and slender girls. I can't say I disagree. What's your name? Victor. I'm Nadia, and this is Olya. I already guessed that. Yeah, that's right. Well, the moment has passed, and we thought we could have some fun. Thank God, it's already too noisy here. At least this music isn't annoying. Ask Nadia to dance, stay at the counter, or ask Olya to dance?
Ask Nadia to dance because she wants to dance.
Yeah. You can have fun even with a slow dance. Would you like to dance? Can you even dance? Let's find out on the dance floor. You extend your hand to Nadia, and after a brief pause, she agrees. Together, you head to the dance floor. As soon as you find yourself on the dance floor, Nadia unexpectedly takes the first step. She presses her body against yours and leads you into a dance.
So she's leading.
Yeah, she leads you in a dance to a slow, romantic melody. Her eyes are burning as if she had already fallen for me, and I didn't do anything. Could everything really be so easy? She keeps a distance but confidently leads you, although usually it's the other partner who does that. Compared against such a skilled partner, I look somewhat awkward. However, the first step has been taken. I pull her out onto the dance floor. Did she pull me out? Follow Nadia's lead or take the lead?
You might want to say, I don't know. I'll say what.
You follow Nadia in the dance, but at the right moment, you take control and start leading her in a circle. The girl is surprised, but soon accepts it. She enjoys every step and movement. Her eyes are alive, but she presses herself against you a little tighter than is customary in this type of dance. The girl's hot hands come to rest on your shoulders. The music slows down. Place your hand on her waist. You put your hand on Nadia's waist. The girl takes a step towards you and presses herself against you, lowering her eyes. The music subsides and you tilt Nadia back. The girl catches on and gracefully arches your back. Your dance ends with a beautiful finale that Nadia performs with incredible grace and flexibility. The slow dance ends and the DJ puts on the rhythmic hit. Nadia starts moving to the beat, perfectly hitting every note. Her red hair flows elegantly and her eyes burn with passion. It seems like she instantly forgets about your presence and dissolves into the music.
Oh, so she left him?
No. Go back to the bar counter, just dance next to her, or challenge her to a dance battle.
I almost say challenge her to the dance battle.
That sounds interesting.
Put her mind into something involving.
You catch the rhythm of the music and dance towards Nadia. Your eyes meet. The girl sees a challenge in your eyes and nods in response. Other dancers step aside, forming a circle for your dance battle. All the club goers cannot take their eyes off the dance floor where an improvised battle takes place. Wanting to impress the audience, Nadia performs a perfect series of flips and lands in a split right when the music stops. The audience whistles and applauds approvingly, unanimously declaring the winner of the battle. After the stunning victory, Nadia stands up and walks towards you, all the while blowing air kisses at the audience. You picked the wrong opponent. Not bad, newbie. But at least I tried. You're awesome. Damn right. I'll get even or teach me how to do it.
Teach me how to do it.
Can you give me a couple of dance lessons? Are you asking me out on a date? I want to learn to dance better. Well, you can kill two birds with one stone. You've convinced me, but it will be a real dance lesson. You'll do everything I say. Yes, ma'am. Just don't make me wear pointed shoes, okay? I'm a gymnast, not a ballerina. Phew! I'll make you do the splits instead. Anything but that. You and Nadia return to the bar counter from the dance floor. Olya's not there and instead some guys waiting for you.
That
face is familiar. Seems like it's the same guy Nadia hugged in the photo.
No,
you and Nadia exchange glances. Why are you giving me that look, dear? Is something wrong? Hi, honey. Glad to see you. What are you doing here? I've been looking for you all over the city. You've been ignoring my calls and messages. It's noisy here. I didn't hear them come in. Okay, and how do you explain everything else? Do I have to explain this? You went to the club. You didn't say anything to me. I wanted to spend time with Olya. Do you have a problem with that? Nikita turns to you. Hi, Olya. I'm Nikita, Nadia's boyfriend. Nice to meet you. Nikita, stop being a fool. Nikita extends his hand to you. Without suspecting anything, you try to shake hands, but instead of fist it, you square in the face. We didn't have a chance.
You let old Bulldog hit you in the face?
Nikita turns out to be stronger than he looks. You miss a few punches, one of them throws you off balance, you fall to the ground. There was some options we could have chosen on this. So, like, they went real fast. It was like a mini game thing. So, alright guys, we fucked up, and that's the end of this one for now. So this is a really interesting game because it really tests you. It's not like it's easy to win. There's a lot of things can fuck up and, you know, you really are trying to get all these girls. And some of them have boyfriends and you be a homewrecker and all that stuff. Not stuff I recommend in real life, but in the game world, yeah, it is what it is. At any rate, this is the Grimlord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more great adult games. Womanizer is available now on Steam, GOG, and several other platforms, I think. So, check it out. I'm out.
And I'm alone with that.